This is a message from the emergency alert system. This is not a test. The following message is issued by the request of United States government. Our planet is under attack by an unknown extraterrestrial force. All attempts to stop this attack have failed. Radiation levels have reached lethal limits. Seek immediate underground shelter if possible. Remain inside until you received other instructions from government officials. This is not a test.
To the pattern is full. Dan here.
Dave here.
So what's up, man?
You know, it's getting time for that solar eclipse, and
that's right.
Got all kinds of weird stuff happening around.
That's right. Well, all right, Ghost Riders, we're sorry we've been a couple weeks out. We've actually been more than that. I actually had, both of us have just had some family stuff going on. My dad is actually hanging out in the house with us for about 6 weeks due to an emergency that came up. And we just hadn't been able to get up here to do a recording. And that's kind of crazy, but damn, a lot's happened since then.
Yeah.
So I think we got a pretty good one for y'all tonight. I don't know. What do you think?
Oh yeah. Lots of cool stuff.
Yep. So, on top of, I guess hoping TikTok don't get shut down. We're in the, I don't know if y'all are in that boat or not, but I kind of live there.
It's become sort of, important to a lot of people, but it's gotten now where I just don't use it as much because every video is 3 or 4 minutes long. And it's like, you have to stay and watch to the end. They're not, they're going to really draw it out and make sure you don't. So I just scroll on past most of them.
So, the way that went, is TikTok wants to basically be the same type of, platform that YouTube is, but I just don't think that's it, man. You got to keep your attention span there for 30 minutes. And if it's something I'm super interested in, I will keep my attention span there for however many minutes. But if it's just something I'm randomly scrolling through, and the same with that is, that YouTube done the same thing, trying to ride on that TikTok skirts with those YouTube shorts.
Right.
And when I'm watching a YouTube short, I don't want a 10-minute video in the middle of that.
No.
So, but anyway, Ghost Riders, we are going to start off with a little bit of a news update, I guess. And then we'll jump into our topic. And hey, remember to follow us, like us on social media, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. All the links are on our website, which is thepatternisfullpodcast.com. I will say this. I'm not sure what happened. Our website's just a Google site, website. And I went in the last time to put in our show notes. And when I updated them, I didn't notice until today that those links never updated. So I don't know why, but my show notes from the last show didn't show up. So I will check into that and see if we can get those on there. I'm not sure what happened, but Google Sites is now transitioning to Squarespace. And I'm not sure if that has something to do with it or if I just done something wrong, which is possibly totally possible too.
I think I'm not clear exactly how all that's going to work because I have 3 domains, maybe 4, that I keep in Google domains. And now that they've sold out to Squarespace, I'm not sure how all that's going to work.
I'm the same way. Sorry about that. Somebody come up here and got me all sidetracked.
Well, I mean, you saw I had a wandering child come in wanting to know about this Pepsi he had in his hand.
Yeah, and now I'm in a different world. I don't even know what we're talking about. So there has been a lot of news since the last time we were here, and I don't even remember the last when our last episode posted. What day was that?
It's been a little bit. A minute.
Yeah. It's been a minute. And I don't know now. I mean, they've changed so much crap on everything we use. But either way, the Chiefs won football, if we didn't talk about that the last time. And I am a Chiefs fan. So, woohoo. And now all of my brothers would disagree with me there. Two of them are big, huge San Francisco fans. So there you go. That's how that rolls. So we want to thank everybody though for downloading. Please give us what do you call it? 5-star review.
Yeah,
and a comment really helps.
I think the Apple Podcast review is probably the big one, that if you can do one there, that's pretty awesome.
Apple and Spotify, they both really help. Those are the two main ones that get your podcast bumped on up. But we had a lot of great things. I mean, here lately, I mean, we've had a lot of just a lot of social media messages and emails and stuff like that. Like, even people noticed that we missed the week we were supposed to podcast. So.
Right.
That's pretty awesome when somebody does that and they realize that, where are you guys at? That was kind of the thing I got. Hey, where are you guys at? Well, you ain't had a podcast. So,
right.
We appreciate that. And we are back on track, and hopefully we will do better.
Yes.
So there's a lot of news out there, and, this podcast is going to be about some of the news that's coming up. So my biggest thing right now is that I wanted to talk about was the whole, my news thing was the whole Diddy thing. Obviously, whatever his name is, it's Sean Combs is his name. They call him Diddy. Right. I mean, when I was listening to the dude, he was Puff Daddy.
Right.
And then he went to Puffy. And then he went to P. Diddy.
Right.
And now he lost the P somewhere. And he's just Diddy. And now I think he's lost his homes and his plane and everything else.
Yeah, I think that name may not work out for him as well. He may just have to be Sean from now on.
Yeah. So, and of course, that's the news. Y'all know what's up. He's been accused of,
trafficking, wasn't
human,
it?
Human trafficking, and now there's allegations out that he, forced younger male people into sexual situations with him. And I think Justin Bieber may have been one of them. And I know, what's the one guy's name? God, he's a pretty popular singer now. He's had some stuff to do with him. Can't think of his name. You know who I'm talking about, don't you?
Usher?
Usher, yes. I was just drawing a blank, dude. Drawing a blank.
He just got an interview on some site. It might have even been Newsweek. I'm not sure, but I just saw it yesterday or today.
Well, of course, there's a lot of conspiracy theory in that whole thing with Diddy, what it about. But the biggest ones I've seen on some of the, I guess, a logarithm I'm in is that he basically done something, and now his Illuminati membership is basically up. Time to pay the dues. He, that's the whole sold your soul to the devil thing. And And anyway, apparently he's done something that didn't agree with the Illuminati, and they're getting ready to take him down. And from what I hear, that like Jay-Z is going to go down with him. So I don't know. I mean, I don't have a lot of information on that. There's a lot out there, but what do you believe and what do you not believe? I don't know. I don't know. But I know, you know, I saw a video that somebody posted that had his son standing with the police, like on FaceTime with him, going like, "Why did you just take everything and leave, man?" I mean, right, you know,
yeah.
And his son's in handcuffs and he's in like the Caribbean or something like that. So if you really want to, get into some of the stuff that's happening right now, find you the interview that Joe Rogan does with Cat West. Is it Cat West?
Cat Williams.
Cat Williams. Cat West, yeah. Is a strip club in the
right
in Oak Grove. I don't know where my mind was on that one. But Cat Williams and 50 Cent, they're really busting Diddy up. The biggest thing I've heard was that, other than the Illuminati thing, the biggest thing is that he was behind the hit for Tupac Shakur. So
yeah, well, that's interesting, because the article that I read where they interviewed Usher, he was saying that I guess he was sent to live with whatever his name was at the time, Puffy or whatever, when he was like 13 or 14 years old, and he said it was just insane. You know, it was like orgies and just all kinds of stuff going on. And of course, that was back when like Biggie Smalls was still alive. And did I say, is that right? It's Biggie Smalls. Yeah. I keep thinking of that South Park episode, and I'm like, is that real or not? A lot of those really famous rappers from the early 90s and mid 90s, I guess he was there in amongst all that. I can't imagine as a 13, 14 year old. I mean, it must have been unbelievable.
You know, the thing I remember that, and I was way into, now I guess I was a little earlier in time. I was into, I've always liked all genres of music. I mean, from Americana to country to heavy metal, and then, and rap. There's a lot of that I like. And when I say I like rap and hip hop, I like the older stuff. I don't really, not much of this newer stuff, like really, sits with me, like it doesn't grab my ear. But I was always the one that was into like the gangster rap stuff, yeah. Like NWA and Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eazy-E, Ice Cube. I was just hardcore into that. And those are the guys, because of the way their music sounded, none of it ever really got radio play or anything, because it was too vulgar.
Right. And
he was always talking about pew-pewing the police, or, you know, just crazy stuff like that. And all of those guys they've ended up with the dynasties, you know, like doing really well and not having, I mean, and then you have somebody that had like music that mainstream popular, like Diddy and Jay-Z, and they're the ones that seems like they were doing all the breaking the law and stuff, and the other guys were just singing about it. Right. You know what I mean? I mean, so I've always been an Eminem fan, and Dre and Snoop and Ice Cube and all them, so, and Eazy-E. So if I look back on some of the music in my early college years, that was what I listened to. And those guys haven't disappointed, because they're probably as popular now as they were back then, but they've just got their shit together now. You know what right. I mean? And they probably had it together then, because obviously they didn't get involved in all this crap that Diddy and Jay-Z and all them got involved in. So, Anyway, that was my news story, and it really is the only conspiracy theory part about that. Well, the whole thing's a conspiracy theory, but the biggest thing about that all was the Illuminati. They were just saying that his subscription for his membership of the Illuminati has expired.
Gotcha.
And they're cashing in.
It's like that hotel in John Wick. Where all the assassins go there. It's neutral territory.
Right. Right. They exactly.
They revoke their protection.
And so go ahead. Yours sounded awesome. We were talking about it a little earlier.
Well, I just circled back around to a topic that I had been really fascinated by. It's and it just recently there was some more news about it. It's the EM drive, or it's also called the impossible drive or the quantum drive. It was just a concept for a spacecraft thruster that was first proposed back in 2001. And the theory behind it, of course, violates the conservation of momentum. You know, one of the fundamental laws of physics. And the way that this device was supposed to work is it had a closed chamber that I guess microwave radiation was released into, and supposedly it would generate thrust. And that's a real simplification. You'd need to look at it and take, you know, read it yourself, but that's really, really at the bare minimum basic. That's simple. But it would, I mean, tiny amount of thrust, but even if it worked that much, it would break the laws of physics because of the way that we understand things right now. So they've been trying to decide if, you know, they've done tests to see if this thing works. And so far, even if they get it to do something, then they're not able to duplicate the results again. So back in, I think, November, they decided they were going to launch this drive into space, into orbit. So they put it on a little tiny CubeSat and they sent it up, and it had to like stabilize its orbit for a couple of months. And just as I guess they were getting ready to try to do some of the experiments, they lost contact with it. So now it's just, this was January, February, sometime in there. And now it's space junk. It's floating up there. So we still don't know if this drive could work or not. I mean, it's a really fascinating idea. Because even if it generated such a tiny amount of thrust, you know, when you're in space and there's no gravity, you know, it all adds up. And if you don't have to have propellant and all that weight, I mean, it just really would be a game changer. So I've been fascinated by that one.
You know what makes me wonder, and I said something earlier to you about, well, wonder if they're just this kind of like, it did work and they're covering it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here's a thought that come to me while you were talking about it this time. Wonder if the thrust was so great that it just propelled this thing into light speed almost instantly and it just freaking went away. Or if it wasn't built for that, maybe it like destroyed it because it had so much thrust.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about any of that. I know that, you know, the company that put it into orbit, and maybe the outfit that they have had actually launched it. I mean, I don't know, you know, how legit they were or how much money they put into it or anything else. I mean, if you got enough money to launch it into orbit, that you ought to be able to keep it there and communicate with it. But you know, just a few weeks ago, like there was some satellite got lost that had the ashes of like what some of the Star Trek guys, and they lost that out into space too. So
oh really, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, I think so. I'd have to look that back up. That's just something I vaguely remember now.
But I mean, the whole point of that is and speaking of that, when I finally meet my demise, that's what I have set up happening to me. I just want to be cremated and crammed in one of those rockets and sent into space. And, you know, I don't want to orbit the Earth. I want to be sent into deep space.
Right.
I mean, not that I'm going to know. It's going to be a bunch of damn ashes, but who knows? Maybe someday somebody will find me and they'll be like, oh, we can replicate these ashes back into a human being. Let's see what this guy was like. Yeah, they'll turn me into, and maybe then I would be in another planetary system with like a red sun or something. And the red sun affected me like the yellow sun affected Superman.
Hey, you can only dream.
And man, I would be a damn good hero for a world. You know what I'm saying? If I could shoot lasers out of my eyes and drink infinite amounts of beer in a single bound, I think it'll work. So that's kind of where I'm planning on going after, you know, round here. I'm not as good as John Calipari. I'm not going to get one of those keep coaching after life.
Yeah.
After the life that we live. All right. Well, I guess that's enough horsing around. Let's, I guess we need to talk about our topic a little bit, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, guys, we're going to talk about, and guys and gals, or anything you are, Chupacabra, Illuminati, hell, you know, we don't care. We just want you to listen. Even if you're the Anunnaki. I mean, come on.
Lizard people,
we're all about you. This is an equal opportunity podcast. And so there's a lot of things we want to like kind of touch on. One, we can't pass up talking about the solar eclipse that's going to happen on April the 8th.
Right.
And where we live, we are in 97.1% totality.
Yeah.
Back in 2017, we were we had complete totality. Right. So, and then we're also gonna touch on all these rich people that are all of a sudden building underground bunkers for survival. For survival or something. And then we were gonna touch maybe a little bit on the cicadas that are headed this way, because we're right in the heart of that too. It's kind of a cool thing. So let's just let's start out with the simple stuff. Let's just start out with the billionaires first of all.
Right.
There is currently a lot of billionaires that are building what is called survival bunkers.
Right.
A lot of them are being built in Hawaii. You know, I don't even know how to say what I was going to say, but like, yeah, I guess if you've got the money, you build something cool. You know what I mean? But it's really weird that all of a sudden all of these people are starting to build these bunkers like at the same time. And just a short list of people that are doing it right now, that the bunkers, and they're supposed to be top secret. You can't get the plans, but people know, because how in the hell are you going to build a bunker with a bunch of construction people and somebody not talk about it, first of all? I mean, you know. Kim Kardashian's building one, Shaquille O'Neal, Tom Cruise, Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey, Mark Zuckerberg. And I mean, that's just scratching the surface of the people that are doing that.
Right.
So
what's special about Hawaii that they want to build it there?
Well, I don't know, but you know, that's part of the original, when the big fire was in Maui.
Right.
Was it Maui where the fire was?
I think so.
And then Oprah bought up all the land, supposedly. You know, the thing was, is a lot of people thought they were like doing this because they were doing it because they wanted that land. They think that's why the fire started, because they wanted this land. And I don't know. Maybe they think the mainland's going to get bombed or something. Nuked or whatever. I don't know. But what research I've done on it is just, you know, it's more, you can't really find anything at Google or DuckDuckGo or whatever you want to look it up. You can find some of the money they're spending, like $270 million is what I heard that Zuckerberg is spending on his. And it's not even like a place they're going to live in all the time. It's just going to be a place they go if shit goes south. So, man, I don't know. I mean, a lot of people building the stuff, and it just makes you wonder, do they know something we don't know?
Well, they would be in a position to know something we don't know with that much money and that much influence.
Yeah, I mean, but even if I knew it, hell, I wouldn't have the money to build a bunker. Right. I mean, I'd give me a couple shovels, I guess. And
we could dig some holes.
Put me a damn tornado shelter in the backyard or something.
Right.
Did you find anything on that topic?
Not really. Just the stuff that you had mentioned. But it, to me, like, that's why I was asking about the Hawaii thing. I guess the islands there, they're big enough, but they're relatively small compared to other places. So I'm wondering, you know, what if they dropped a bomb there, wouldn't it be just as bad or worse than if it hit in the middle of the desert or out in the middle of Iowa or Idaho or something like that? It looks like they would be building like into a mountain or something like that.
Oh, I agree 100%. But again, is that just a piece of information they know that we don't?
Right.
It's why they're building it there. And you know, they're not just calling these bunkers. They're like calling these like freaking luxury survival units. And some of the pictures I've seen, which I guess are renderings or whatever, they're amazing. And then not only to go to that, they're buying those really expensive, completely armored vehicles to go along with their bunkers. Those, I can't think what they're called right now, but they're really cool. Like a truck SUV.
See, I just don't buy it because, I mean, they can spend all this money, but they have to pay somebody to protect them.
And
that's not just one somebody, it's going to be several. And I could just, if you're hiring people that are, I don't know if they're mercenaries or maybe they're well vetted, maybe they've become super loyal to you and that's different. But I just have a feeling that, say it's Mark Zuckerberg, you know, after a while, you know, these people are going to be like, you know, maybe we don't like the way you're running things and we're going to take care of it. And what are you going to do about it? You know, that kind of thing.
Right. But and true, I agree with that. I think it's always inevitable that will happen. But, you know, you look at it too, like you look at a lot of these movies that have been out, like that 2012 movie, you know, like they were getting to an ark to survive the world being flooded. And I mean, it was cutthroat there at the end.
Right.
But all of the freaking workers, like, that were building those things, they pretty much just let them die.
Right. Yeah.
You had to cash in that $1 billion ticket that you bought to get on that boat, or you pretty much didn't get on it.
Yeah. It also makes me think a little bit about that Netflix movie, Leave the World Behind.
Yes.
And, you know, that was so weird. And because I think if something like that happened, a lot of us, we wouldn't really know what was going on. If communication was cut off and, you know, we're in a little bitty town. So, I mean, what if communication was completely cut off and we didn't know what was going on? I mean, you know, anything could happen.
After watching that movie you're talking about right now, which there's a conspiracy theory on that too, we probably should drop in there. When it comes down to that movie, I am 100% positive that I would rather be in the small rural area I'm in instead of New York City or Los Angeles, because that's part of the only reason that they were still alive in that, because they had went on vacation to the middle of nowhere, kind of. Right. So I mentioned, if you haven't watched that movie, you guys, you should. It's Leave the World Behind. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's got Ethan Hawke in it. And who's the... God, what's the woman's name?
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts. Good Lord.
I can't say his name right. It's Marshella Ali.
Yeah.
He's one of the... And I can't think of the young girl's name that was in it. But she's like, I think she's either a singer or a rapper. I'm not sure. She might. It's a very interesting career outside of just movies.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, it's a great movie. There is a video going around on YouTube, and I don't have it up, so I can't really elaborate on it a lot. But the guy apparently downloads, he does some type of video editing for a career. It's just what he does. And he says he downloaded this movie, and any movie he has ever downloaded, he said, usually has two tracks when you put it into it was some Samsung program, I'm pretty sure, he said. But when you put it into that program, it has two tracks. It has a video track, has an audio track. But there is a weapon in this movie that is basically a loud sound that hurts your ears. When it plays in the movie, it's super loud, and they do it two or three times. And you don't really know it's a weapon. You just kind of got to guess that it's a weapon. You don't get any clear answers, really. But this guy says that when he downloaded that movie, it had multiple audio tracks in it, and one of those audio tracks was just for what they called the weapon, the sound of the weapon. So he said that he thought that done something to all of us that listened to it. Now, I don't know. I didn't. It could, and it, you know, it. I would say that if it did, it'll be something that we'll find out on down the road when something happens, not right now. So, that was kind of the whole thing with bunkers, and I don't know when these bunkers are going to get done and all that, but let's jump into the eclipse. What do you think?
Oh yeah. I'm looking forward to it. My kids are looking forward to it. You know, they've got their eclipse proof glasses ready to go. And, it's just one of those events that's happened so infrequently. It's just a unreal kind of display of nature that you don't get often enough.
Yeah. Well, and from my understanding, an eclipse happens somewhere every year. They just, you know, it's not over the United States.
Right.
There are eclipse chasers that go to different countries all the time. They've got YouTube videos. You can look them up. There's all kind of people that do that kind of stuff.
Right.
And I guess the big thing is that even though there's solar eclipse, from what I can see, most of them aren't totality. So,
right. And they could be out. It could be happening over the middle of the ocean or, you know,
yes. Yes.
Over some really remote area that there's not really people there.
And timeanddate.com says that for an eclipse to happen in roughly the same location, it takes about 375 years.
Wow.
So, you know, the cool thing is that in 2017, we had an eclipse that was visible here. It was one of the coolest things I ever saw in my life. Everybody's panicking, like in Houston and places like this, because they are saying that, hey, we're calling in the National Guard. Communication should be down. You should have enough food to last you 2 weeks. I mean, they've declared state of emergencies. Now,
right.
I will say that in 2017, with Dave and I both working in public education, we were warned, we met with our local police, state police, before the eclipse, a few weeks before, and they were talking about how traffic was going to be impacted because we were in totality. We were one of the very few places that last time that was in totality, so they were expecting a huge influx of people into our area. And they did give warnings that traffic could block up the city and that cell phones could be down, communications could be down. In fact, they even carted in little mobile trailers that had cellular antennas on them. Do you remember seeing those sitting around?
Yeah.
In case we started having cell issues, they were like, they had like little generators on them and they would pop up, and I guess they're mobile cellular towers. The locals actually encouraged our supervisor at the time that they thought the correct path would be to close school down for that day, which we had not planned. But we did. So we did close school. Where I lived was in totality at the time. So, and I went home. Of course, I had maybe 18 month old at the time, maybe not even that, maybe 12 month old at the time. So, we watched it from home. A good friend of mine came over, and what was it, like 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon when this happened? Yeah. Right. And
right.
We set up a little like tent outside to have shade until it happened. And my buddy was a photographer. Unfortunately, he has passed since then, but he got some great shots. And, you know, it was pretty cool, but they did give us all of those warnings. Now, they didn't give us warnings to stock up with food for 2 weeks. They just right. said that things could get congested and you might not have cell service for a little while. And now we did see an influx of traffic.
Right.
There were a lot of people here. There's people brought RVs in and found places to park and watch it. But we're excited about this one too. I guess this time we're not going to cancel school.
No.
My daughter still has school. I'll be at work, but we've got our solar glasses. We do not get 100% totality this time, but I'm not going to travel. We had decided we have an RV and we were going to travel, just a little west of here to try to get the totality, but we're getting 97.1%. And I've actually experienced totality before. So I just think I'll be good with the 97%. And the 97% this time is going to last like 4.5 minutes. The last time it only lasted like 2 minutes and something. So, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
But now there's a lot of conspiracy around it.
Right. There's a lot of people saying, you know, why are they doing this? Why are they calling on, you know, people to be or states of emergency? Or I think some places have even got the National Guard on standby to help out. But I think I read a Reddit post or a Reddit comment. Let's see. This was from 3 days ago, and the user's name was Self-Comprehensive. And this is what he said. My town of less than 10,000 is one of the top spots, and there's going to be probably more than 50,000 people coming here. we're both extremely excited and a little bit worried. We just aren't built for that many people. There's not enough roads, restaurants, bathrooms, etc. But we intend to welcome them all the best we can. We just don't know if we're going to be able to get to Walmart through the traffic, so we're stocking up. So I thought that was, you know, that's a pretty good explanation. And, you know, if you've got, in our town, if 50,000 people showed up and all their cars, I mean, it would be gridlock.
Yeah. And the biggest, I guess the biggest concern I heard about it was people were talking about Houston, Texas. They've called a state of an emergency. And Houston is a huge, huge city. And they host big, huge conferences and festivals and all stuff like that. And where every year they have people coming in, hundreds of thousands of people, to participate in a conference and stay there for a week or do whatever. They were like, why are they going into a state of emergency?
Right.
They're used to the traffic. They know that they know how to handle the traffic of people. So that kind of is, you know, I kind of see that point. And I have looked up, they have declared a state of emergency. I guess that, you know, there's a couple other weird things going on. CERN fires back up the hydrogen collider on April the 8th. That's their first day they start smashing particles again. Now, I know Sweden's a long way from the United States, but, you know, that's just something to consider. And then NASA, and you can go straight to NASA. .gov and find this, has a mission where they're launching 3 rockets into space, and they say it is to they're going to launch them right during the eclipse, and they say it is something to see how observation of the sudden drop in sunlight affects the ionosphere. I don't know. That seems kind of weird for me. The other thing that's weird about it is the name of the mission is called APEP. How do you say that?
AP, what now?
APEP.
APEX or
no, APEP.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, well, that is actually the Egyptian god of chaos, and they have named their mission API, or I guess AP. I don't know how you say it, but you can look that up.
Okay,
he is the.
Yeah, Apophis is another name for it. That one I would have recognized, but I've never heard
of Apophis. There you go. But he's the Egyptian god of chaos. That kind of is kind of weird that they're launching them, and they're launching these rockets in the path of totality. So, which they have Houston, they can do that. You know what I'm saying? They can launch them from Houston. I think that's a little bit weird. I mean, my total personal honest opinion is it'll be like 2017. There's going to be a solar eclipse, and you know, everybody will go watch it, and then everything will go
right, fine.
Nothing's going to happen, but there's going to be a solar eclipse.
Yeah. Along with what you were talking about with all the conspiracy part, there was another Redditor that I read some comments from, or a comment from. This guy's name was, or his Reddit handle is Mega Dad Vibes. Said it was from about 6 days ago. And he says when the Israel and Hamas thing fired up in October, threats were made for large coordinated attacks on American soil. and the FBI has a list of potential cities that they have detected chatter about. Sneaking into the country over the border, plus all of the weird ties to biblical crap, hundreds of thousands of people gathering in specific areas of the country all at the same time would make a prime opportunity for chaos. If the states, Fed, and FEMA are setting up disaster and emergency preparations, I'm paying attention. That was what basically, I edited that out because it was quite a bit longer than that, but that's the gist of it. So, I mean, that's more of a, along the lines of a conspiracy type theory, but I mean, it's legit. I'm sure some of those things are true and that,
yes,
you know, they're absolutely, if you've got that many people all clustered around this one swath down through the middle of the United States, I mean, yeah, there could be something. And
you're planning a terrorist attack, where better to do it?
Right.
I mean, yeah, you're right. You're right. That makes a lot of sense. Of course, there's a, like you said, the biblical stuff, apparently a lot of the cities it's going through, Salem and stuff like that, are referenced biblically. I don't know what all of those are. I'm not 100%, you know what I'm saying. I'm just right. Not familiar with all of them, but yes, there is a lot of people that are saying that too. And of course, people reference the sky going dark and the moon turning into blood and yada, yada, yada. Now, I saw an interesting thing today that said on March the 25th, there was supposed to have been a lunar eclipse and it didn't happen.
I think, well, I don't know, because it was either raining or it was cloudy or something that night, so we weren't able to see anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't get out. I didn't know there were going to be a lunar eclipse at that time, and that's really weird because I usually do know that. But yeah, if I look it up, it does say that there was a lunar eclipse. Now, I'm assuming the person that made that video just probably lived in a place where they couldn't see it. I mean, that's the thing that people don't, I think, understand. When there's like an eclipse, you can't see it everywhere. But I have saw a lot of people making videos and talking about looking at a sky app, and I haven't done it yet. I've been planning to, but God, we've been out of town twice in this month for work, for overnight trips, one for four nights, one for just a night, but when you got to drive 3.5 hours to spend a night somewhere, get up and drive back the next day, it makes for a long week. But I saw that a lot of people are making videos saying that if you look in any star gazing app, Skyview, they named a couple like that, that at the and you can fast forward time. And or rewind it, apparently, and that map shows you what the skies looks like at that time. Right. And they're saying that the moon is not in alignment with the sun on April the 8th. Now, I haven't looked that up, but I would say they got to be full of shit because
it's going to be I don't know. It's going to be hard to fake. Put it that way.
Yeah. Well, like I told you before, David Copperfield is supposed to be making the moon disappear this year. And I don't know when that's going to happen, but I'm interested to see it. I don't know. I just saw that. And they say you can map it and you can look and it'll show you where it's at. And in reference to the way everything is, that it's not set. Everybody keeps saying that I see the videos on say, well, the moon will be in Pisces and the moon can't be in front of the sun when it's in Pisces. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means. I'm not a aerial expert, but I know a lot of people are going to be out with cameras and, you know, we have a good friend that does a lot of awesome stargazing. So, I can't wait to see some of his photos. And,
oh, yeah.
The one thing I do know is there is a comet that is going to be close to the sun. And they're calling it the Devil Comet. You can Google it and find it. And it is actually going to be right close to the sun during our total eclipse. And we may possibly be able to see it. It is late on the night. It will be visible during April's total solar eclipse. It's going to be a once in a lifetime thing to try to get pictures of it and stuff. It's should be right close to our sun during the eclipse, and it's going to get dark enough that we should be able to see it. Now, I don't know why they're calling it the Devil's Comet, but they are calling it the Devil's Comet. So that doesn't really set that well, but there you go. There's something else to add to the mix of strange and eerie things, I guess. Legit websites are talking about this Devil's Comet. So you can even read about it on NASA's website. So pretty cool. Popular Science has got some stuff about it. I'll put some links. It's on, maybe CNN's got a link to it talking about it. So you put CERN in the loop. You put a Devil's Comet in the loop. And you got NASA launching a bunch of rockets and a lot of people around here going into a state of emergency. I mean, damn. If something don't really strange or weird happen, somebody thought there was something going to happen. That's all I can say.
Much ado about nothing, more than likely. That's just,
Yeah. But of course, there's also the cicadas that are supposed to come this year.
Yeah, that's going to be really cool, I think.
And we live right in the heart of that. How long has it been since the two types of cicadas come out together?
221 years, I think it's. That only happens every 221 years. So the last time it happened would have been, the late or the very early 1800s.
All right. So, and they're saying, when you read about that, of course, that's happening right after the eclipse, not right. Long after the eclipse. And we live right in the middle of where that's going to happen as well.
And it's probably, I remember the last time we had a really big brood of cicadas come through, and it was pretty noisy. So I'm expecting this to be pretty impressive.
Yeah, a lot of people are, and I say a lot of people, there's sites reporting, it may be so loud that you won't even be able to be outside because it's going to be so loud. And I don't know how long that lasts or anything, but they're a pain in the ass. They don't really hurt anything, but damn, they fly 100 miles and pop you in the head. It don't feel too good.
Yeah, well, and they leave their little molted tusks all over the place.
Yeah, and we're in the damn woods where I live anyway, and that every year, there's some cicadas here every year. They always leave their shell stuck on the side of anything that's wood or anything like that. So I don't know. There's people that are going to travel this year just to hear and see the cicadas too. So it's kind of a, there's a lot going on in 2024. Right. Good or bad, there's a lot going on. So I don't know. What's your take on the whole eclipse?
I think it's going to be just like the last one was. There's going to be a lot of people that are getting out to see it. But I think last year, the one in 2017, I know that they were saying, I didn't see this myself, but I was told that the road between here and Hopkinsville, it's really big 4-lane road, and it's got really wide breakdown lanes on the side. And they said that those are just filled up with people on the way between here and Hopkinsville, just getting out, stopping their car and getting out to watch the eclipse. So I can just see that kind of thing going on, especially in smaller places. It would be, you know, who knows? You may have people pulling over in your driveway to stop and look at the eclipse. So
right. And I mean, it was really cool. If you've never seen a solar eclipse and you have the opportunity to get totality, it is really cool because, and I mean, it's not pitch black like midnight, but it is, it's very, real like dusk almost. Yeah. And it's really cool in the middle of the day. I happen to live, around animals and stuff the last time. And there was a lot of noise from like animals and stuff. So there's, I don't know. I'm just saying it freaks out animals for sure.
One thing that's really neat to keep an eye out for is, you know, how when the sun's out and you can see little, like through the tree leaves, you can see the little spots of the sun on the ground. Well, if you watch that during the eclipse, those little spots will turn into little, like, what do you call it? Like camera obscura reflections of the sun. You'll see the little half moon or crescent.
Yeah, it'll look like a little crescent moon on the ground everywhere.
It's
very cool.
That was one of the things I thought was just super interesting the last time.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool too. I didn't know about that, and somebody was like, "Well, look at the ground," and really cool. It like looked like, and you don't see it really until it starts to move away from totality. Then you start seeing the little, I don't know, they're like a little crescent moon on the ground, and that's the actual sun that's not being blocked by the moon. You know, another thing is you want to have those glasses. And I remember being a kid in school, and we went out. And I don't remember, it was like grade school, so 80s at some point, and we made some kind of a box.
Yeah.
And it had like a pinhole in it, and you looked at it. They wouldn't let us look directly at it back then. Now, as long as you have these glasses, you're okay looking at it.
Yeah.
But
the box with the pinhole is basically the same principle as the tree with the leaves and the little tiny, you know, spaces between that you get the sun shining through. Yeah, it's like a pinhole camera type thing.
Right. I'm going to look at it. What I thought the coolest thing was the last time is, you know, when it was totality, just seeing the look like a fire ring around the outside of the moon. And of course, it's not a perfect match, but it made it look like a fire ring around the moon. And that was so cool. Only lasted for a couple minutes, but it was a cool couple minutes. You know, another conspiracy theory, just in general, is where totality is happening in the United States is right across the, what's the name of the fault line we live really close to?
New Madrid fault line.
New Madrid fault. So it's right across it. You know, if you look up what things had happened during a solar eclipse, they do say you notice a difference in temperature. But of course you do, because you're blocking the sun off for a certain amount of time. So you are going to know. Sometimes they'll say that you can feel the wind pick up. Again, that's just part of covering up the sun. Yeah. But I guess there has been some history of possibly eclipses crossing in a certain place and causing earthquakes. I don't have the details on that. I've just heard that. I've read that. Also, if you look at the way the eclipse is, the one from 2017 and the one that's happening in 2024, they make an X across the United States.
Right.
And people are saying that's some type of, you know, X marks the spot type thing. Something's going to happen here because there's going to be an X there. Yeah. Again, I don't know. I'm more thinking, as much as what would Fox Boulder do?
Yeah.
On this one, I've got a side with the, it's just going to be an eclipse.
Yeah.
And there's nothing. On the other side, if there's some type of terrorist attack, something man-caused, I don't think we're going to have earthquakes. I don't think that, I don't think aliens are going to land and, you know, all that stuff. So, that's me. Are you on the same?
Yeah. I mean, I think probably the most things that were going to happen are going to be some small towns with huge traffic jams and, you know, yeah, maybe people getting into fights because they can't get where they want to go or they can't get to Walmart or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that's all I think. I think too. I mean, I do think it would be, and if something else happens, I mean, that's cool as shit. And I want to know about it, but for the main part, I just think it's going to be kind of normal, and that's where we're at. I will be hopefully. Now we say we're in totality, but all it takes is some clouds to jack it up for you.
Right.
So, I'm hoping for good weather, no rain, and sunny skies up until that point. The last 2017 solar eclipse, the weather was perfect here.
It was, yeah.
It was perfect. There wasn't a cloud in the sky, and you could see the whole thing. So that was great. That was great. But anyway, you got anything else you want to tell these wonderful fans of ours or supporters or
listeners? No, man, I'm okay. I think we've covered quite a bit of ground here tonight.
We have. We do want to thank you all again for sticking around with us. And, hey, we're back on track now. We won't be, missing out. I'm glad we actually hit it this week. I'm going to be out of town next week again. We'll get this episode up tonight, hopefully. There's a lot of basketball to watch tonight. I've got a couple SEC teams still in it. So since Alabama beat North Carolina last night, we would always want to invite you to leave us a 5-star review and a written comment really helps. Find us on social media, follow us, send us message, whatever you want to do. We'll respond. We do have a somebody over the last couple of weeks that requested to come be interviewed on the podcast. So I've reached back out to them and we'll see how that goes. So there you go. We got what's going to be a great season, great season two. We're going to hopefully interview some people and hopefully we're going to be doing some crossovers on some other people's podcasts. And, looks like it's, shaping up to be a pretty good podcast year for us. So,
okay. Well, that's on the other podcast that I do. That's been a lot of fun. We've got some folks in England that we've done 3 or 4 different, podcasts with. So that's been a lot of, it is. If you find folks like that you're, you know, you kind of click with and you can each, you know, help each other along. It's awesome. And you make some good, you meet some good friends and some good people that way, I think.
Yeah. And if I just hit our top countries, I mean, the US is our, our number one download country right now, but the UK is right there behind them, Australia, Canada, and France. So, yeah, man, and it doesn't matter if it did. I don't speak any other language, but I'd be on your podcast anyway.
Okay.
And vice versa. You can be on ours.
Right.
So we'll get back to the, and here's the thing. We've give us a written review. We'll give you a shout out on the podcast.
Absolutely.
We'll make you one of our ghost riders that is recognized. And get you a little shout out on the podcast. So keep listening. Man, I don't know what else to say, man. Are you think we're going to wrap it?
Oh yeah. I think we've covered it all quite well.
All right. Ghost Riders. Thanks for tuning in and we'll see you in 2 and 2.
Right.
Well, actually, it'll just be 2 weeks. I just got that from some talk show a long time ago. All right. The Pattern's Full signing off. Thanks for listening to The Pattern is Full, where we explore the unknown and mysterious phenomenon of our world. We hope you enjoyed this episode and your mind has been opened to the hidden patterns in this universe. Be sure to tune in next time as we dive deeper into the unknown. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Your support helps us continue to uncover the mysteries of our world. Until next time, keep an open mind and keep searching for the patterns in our world. The Pattern is Full is signing off.